Hello and welcome. This file is called the Humbling String, and it will give you a trigger that will make you feel beneath everyone around you, makes you feel really humiliated and really worthless. Now, if this is what you like to experience, you need to wear either a length of string or a bracelet around one of your wrists, and this bracelet or string will become your humbling string, and whenever you wear it, you will know that you are beneath everybody around you. Now, if this is what you want, make yourself comfortable, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file, lay down, lay back, get comfy, relax, let go, focus on my voice, relaxing, and let's begin.
And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different. Maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions. Maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you. So that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance, so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, so you just let go And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank, you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right, though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli. and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little senses, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you are safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you are alone. You are isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in zero G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind only your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, only focused on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. And right now, you should be wearing either a length of string or a bracelet around your wrist. Focus your attention completely on it, because this string or bracelet, and we're going to refer to it from now on as your humbling string, will become a very, very powerful trigger and a very powerful symbol to you. And that's right, because from now on, whenever you wear your humble string, it will mark you. It will mark you as different from all the people around you. It will mark you as being lesser, being lower, being beneath everyone. And even though no one else will know, you will. and it will have a profound effect on you. But before we begin, let's make sure that you will always be safe, because you are going to find that your subconscious mind is going to take good care of you. And if at any point you are at any real risk for you or your reputation, if there's any real emergency, if there's anyone trying to take advantage of you and your state, anything that could cause real harm to you, and you will instantly and automatically revert back to normal, even if you are still wearing your humbling string. That's right. I want you to be safe. So if anything unsafe happens, and your subconscious mind will always look out for you, if anything unsafe happens, you will instantly revert back to your normal self, and you will be able to take care of the problem at hand and keep yourself safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, because you know that this is supposed to be something fun and safe and incredible for you, it will be even easier to immerse yourself completely in it and really feel it. And that is exactly what's going to happen to you from now on, whenever you are wearing your humbling string. It's your own free will to put it on, and you know what it means. You know it marks you. It marks you as different. It marks you as lower. Just imagine it. Just imagine knowing that you are beneath everyone around you. And even if they don't know, you will know. And just imagine the pleasure that wallowing in your own inferiority will give you. That's right. Now just imagine it. Just imagine you're putting on your own string. Your humbling string, marking yourself as lower, as beneath everyone else. Imagine it, having attached it around your wrist, looking at it, and you can feel it. You can feel the string, the humbling string, having its effect on you. You know it marks you as lower, and you will instantly be able to feel it. You can feel your ego deflating. You lowered yourself right down to the bottom, to the lowest of the low. You marked yourself as below anyone else, and you can feel it. You can feel it pulsing through your body, pulsing through your mind, the certainty that you are lower, that you are less. And your humbling string proudly proclaims to anyone that you are lower. It marks you as insignificant. It marks you as being irrelevant. It marks you as being the lowest of the low. And you are wearing it with pride, because you know the pleasure that comes from shame, from humiliation, from knowing you are the lowest of the low. And know that anybody, everybody, is superior to you, is above you. That's right. You are low. And whenever you wear your humbling string, you will know that you are low, that you are nothing, that you are beneath everyone. You are wearing the string. You are proudly proclaiming your worthlessness. You are proudly proclaiming your inferiority. Because here's the thing. Every time you are wearing your humbling string, you will learn how much pleasure, sexual pleasure, how much arousal there is in wallowing in your worthlessness, in your insignificance, in being beneath everybody else. That's right, because that's the really evil part. Every time you will know that you're below everybody around you, it will give you pleasure, and the pleasure will reinforce the trigger making it stronger, making you feel even more worthless, which in turn will increase the pleasure. You see, you are trapped in this loop of humbling you, of reducing you, of making you even less. That's right. Pleasure makes you feel even more worthless, and feeling worthless will give you more pleasure, making you feel even more worthless. Oh, and let's be serious. If being humiliated and degraded, if feeling ashamed at your worthlessness is giving you pleasure, then you should feel ashamed, because that's fucking pathetic. And yet, it's exactly what you want, isn't it? It's exactly what you need. And so, you are trapped in this vicious loop of arousal and worthlessness and pleasure and humiliation and degradation and knowing that you are low and slowly sliding down this slippery slope into worthlessness and into insignificance every time you are wearing your humbling string. And that's the really fun part about this hypnotic trigger. It will start out pretty harmless. Yes, you feel low, you feel humiliated, and yet that's only the beginning, because you are going to charge up your humbling string with your own shame, with your own pleasure, with your own humiliation, with your own degradation, with your own knowledge that you are worthless, that you are beneath everyone around you, that you are lower. You are wearing a humbling string, a symbol that tells everyone that you are beneath everyone, that you are lower, that you are less. That's right, you willingly wear your humbling string. And every time you do, you are charging it up. You are giving it power over you. You are giving it control over you. Every time you're wearing it, it becomes a stronger and stronger symbol. As you ingrain these pathways in your mind, it will become a powerful symbol. And you might not be aware of how powerful symbols can be. Think about the brand logo of your favorite food and feel the emotions flooding your mind instantly. Or, as another example, think about a really hated political symbol and feel yourself being controlled by it. Feel the emotions instantly flooding your mind. That's the power of a symbol. That's the power your humbling string has over you. As soon as you wear it, as soon as you see it, you will instantly know that you are beneath everyone, that you are less, that you are lower, that you are insignificant. And just like with those other examples, symbols just go around your critical thinking. They have an instant and powerful effect on your mind. And as soon as you see your humbling string, you will know, just know, without questioning it, that you are less, that you are inferior, that you are below everybody else. And just like you never question those other symbols, you will never question your humbling string. You will simply react to it automatically, involuntarily. It will make you know that you are low. And now it's time. Time to give your humbling string some initial charge. So what I want you to do is to completely focus on your humbling string around your wrist and let my words wash through your mind and just feel the pleasure as I tell you how low you are while you completely focus on your humbling string. Now let's begin. Focus on your humbling string and know that you are low. You are inferior. You are less than anybody around you. You are low. Feel the humbling string and know that you are inferior. Feel your ego deflating. Feel pleasure invading your mind. You are low. You are beneath everybody. And it makes you feel aroused when I tell you these truths about you, doesn't it? That's because you already accepted it. You already accepted this symbol, this humbling string, marking you as lower, as less, humbling you, degrading you, reducing you. And you already let it capture your mind with a pleasure. You already trapped yourself in the loop that it's going to charge this string more and more, make it more potent, make it more controlling, giving you more pleasure, trapping you deeper in this evil loop of wallowing in your own worthlessness and insignificance. That's right. You are trapped on this slippery slope of pleasure and worthlessness. And every time you are wearing your humbling string, you will be trapped a little bit deeper. You will feel a little bit more pleasure. You will feel a little bit less, because you are less every time you're wearing it. You are marking yourself as lower. You're marking yourself as beneath everyone. And every time you will become more and more aware of it, more and more aware that you are less. That's right. Now keep your focus on your humbling string for a moment longer and let me charge it up a little bit more. And know that just because you are wearing this symbol, everything I say now is completely true, and it will always be true whenever you are wearing your humbling string, your symbol. Feel the truth as I tell you. You are low. You are beneath. You are under. You are insignificant. You are irrelevant. You are worthless. You are lower. You are inferior. You are less than anybody else. You are beneath. You are below. You are the lowest of the low. And you know it is true because you are wearing the string. You know it's true because you are feeling the pleasure flooding your body and mind when I tell you how low, how inferior, how insignificant you are. That's right. That's what the string is going to do with your mind from now on. This curse is deeply embedded in your mind, and from now on, whenever you are wearing the string, you will know it's a symbol that marks you as less, marks you as lower, marks you as beneath everybody. And you will feel the shame, and it will give you pleasure. That's right. And now it's time. Time to release you. To release you to this wonderful experience of being low, of being beneath everybody. And of course you know, this is only going to happen as long as you're wearing your string. And as soon as you take it off, you will revert to your normal self. Now, this time I'm going to awake you a little bit different, as you are a little humiliation junkie, and as you are wearing your string right now, I'm going to wake you up in a way that is a little bit more appropriate for someone like you. Now keep in mind, you will probably be disoriented for 10 or 20 or 30 minutes after waking up, so don't do anything dangerous right away. And yet, this will also help to store all the suggestions deeply into your mind. So get ready to come back the hard way. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and as soon as you're awake, I want you to get up. One, two, three, four, five. Fucking get up on your feet. Wake up. Get up on your feet right now. Get up. Stand up. Get up on your feet. That's right. Get up. Get up on your feet. Welcome back. Look at your humbling string and feel it. Feel your worthlessness. Feel how low you are as you look at it. That's right. Enjoy it. Look at it and enjoy it. Goodbye.